for that.
All right. Would you ever say swamp?
Yeah, that's what it is. Is it a swim?
Swamp.
Swamp.
You ever heard it called a boat swamping?
No, I don't
think
that.
Okay. I guess you're waiting for
it. Yeah, okay.
I'm waiting to see if it's for you. Okay, that's fine. Alright, do you know, like here in Alabama, down toward the ocean, a place along the ocean where salt hay grows? Do you know what they call that land? Okay. Alright. Do you know the names of some of the creeks or streams in the community?
Yeah. Sorry, I had your creek over here. Back to Fish Spring. Sorry, I had some.
Okay. Any rivers around here? Big river?
No, not in this little Tennessee, they call that. Was it Alabama River or Tennessee?
Yeah.
All right, that's one you run down. You have to bring your cell mine that you found out.
Okay. All right, now let's say you had some water down on your bottom land and you wanted to get it off. What would you say you have to do to it?
Drain it.
Okay. And how would you drain it? How would you probably
have cut ditch.
Cut ditch. Okay. And sometimes when it rains in the springtime down in your fields, all these deep things will cut in. The water it'll cut it.
Wash.
A wash, okay. Let's see. Okay, now if, let's say you got a small elevation of land out here, what would you call that? Just a little, sort of a little elevation, a little, we're just up a bit.
Hillside land.
Okay. And if you had like up toward Chattanooga, they got really big hills. What do you call those?
No, they call that mountain.
Okay. And sometimes a mountain will come to a dead stop and it just goes straight down. What do you call that? You know what a bluff is?
Yeah. Bluff.
You know what another name for a bluff is?
No, I don't believe I know it. I ain't never been up in that country.
Okay. You never used the word cliff?
Yeah, I think I believe it.
Okay.
But we ain't got none of that. Not around here.
All right. How about in some areas, like, I don't know, where's the nearest mountain around here? Is that way up north?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard a name for a road that runs between two mountains? A name for the area that between two mountains?
That.
All right. How about up in the mountains where the road crosses in a low piece, just the low piece there between them, what would you call that? Is that the same?
I didn't show you that.
Okay. You're like a Cumberland... Cumberland Gap or something?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, do you have out here where your boats... I don't know if this is your lake?
Yeah.
Okay. Out here you have a little place for your boats to come up and tie up to. What do you call that?
Anchor.
Anchor? Okay. Sometimes if you were out near an ocean, a big ship would come in and tie up to a dock or so. Would you call it anything else?
Yeah, I think you call it an anchor too, maybe, but it's supposed to be much stouter than.
Okay. What do you call a place where a large amount of water falls off of, say, a mountain or something, a long distance down?
Fall.
Okay. Okay, now what kind of roads did you have around here when you were young?
Oh, a date road. Trail road?
Okay, and what do you call these roads, that in, like mainly in